From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 20 food and ag startups have been selected from a total of over 150 applications to pitch at the first ever Food Bites London. Food Bites is the global pitch competition organized by Food and Ag Bank Rabobank with the aim of harnessing new innovation to create a better world through food. The competition has now taken place in 7 cities globally, with more than 40 countries taking part. Nearly one quarter of applications came from startups focused on the farm, a larger portion than in previous editions of Food Bites. China announced a list of $60 billion worth of U.S. imports it plans to apply tariffs on should the Trump administration follow through with its latest trade threats. AgriMarketing.com reports duties ranging from 5 to 25% will be levied over 5,200 kinds of American imports if U.S. duties are imposed on another $200 billion of Chinese goods. The retaliation stands to further inflame tensions between the world's two biggest economies. U.S. farmers who are losing money are not alone, according to data collected from the USDA. USDA's Economic Research Service study analyzed data from 2015, with over half of U.S. farm households reporting losses from their farm businesses each year. However, because net farm income isn't the total contributor to the financial well-being of farm families, tax loss benefits and asset appreciation push the share of households with positive annual farm returns from 43 to 70%. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.